Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Our brand new series we're starting today for the month of January 2025 is Faith for Your Future. Faith for your future. You know, people who have no future always return to their past. People who have no future always return to their past. People who have no future always talk about their past. Whoa. But we're going to talk about this whole month. We're going to build our faith for the future God has planned for you. And the big idea is that we're basically going to give you today amazing promises, scriptures, that you and I want to look at God's promises concerning our future. Because God's promises bring faith. Are you with me, everybody? Well, I'm going to give you some amazing promises today that God has promised you and me concerning our future. And when you study the promises of God, the result is faith for your future. Are you with me? Now, you know, so it's real important that we understand we're in a new season. We're in a new year. We have a new slate. It's a new chapter. It's a new beginning. It's new. So you and I, we don't want to bring the behaviors from 2024 that held us back into this year. I'm going to say that again. That's huge. We want to be aware of those behaviors that held us back last year. I know I had some. Maybe you didn't. I see wings sprouting on your shoulders today, but I had behaviors that held me back. So we need to be aware, and we need to take action to get rid of those behaviors that held us back in 2024. Because our achievements, the lack of, or the result of, are always connected to our behaviors. They tell us that more people are fired at work over their behavior than a lack of ability. I'll say that again. More people lose their job over the wrong behavior rather than a lack of ability and talent. So you and I'm going to give you tools today that's going to help us create momentum for 2025. But we want to take inventory. We want to examine. We want to be aware of those behaviors. Maybe it was revenge. Maybe it was resentment. Maybe it was bitterness. Maybe it was an offense. Maybe it was anger. Maybe it was a temper tantrum. Maybe it was depression. Maybe we were depressed often last year, downcast, discouraged. Maybe it was poor decisions that we made out of wrong emotions. But whatever those behaviors were, a negative attitude, a wrong perspective, a wrong outlook, whatever those behaviors were that held us back in 2024, we need to get rid of them and only bring the behaviors into 2025 here, the very beginning of the year, that will serve us in this season. So the challenge I want to give you and me is the behaviors that you have right now, are they serving you or hindering you? In a relationship, in a marriage, in reconciliation, at work? Are those behaviors holding you back from promotion and increase and being more valuable? Are those behaviors causing strife and division in a marriage or between a parent? Half of our congregation is a single parent. Did you know that? Half of Church on the Rock, half of us are single parents in this church. So are you struggling with your kids? But for whatever reason, you want to examine, evaluate, take inventory of what destroyed relationships last year, what held back promotion, what held back favor. Am I communicating? I want to in my own life that I don't want to bring the behaviors of 2024 that held me back into 2025. I have a good friend who's a nationally known motivational speaker. He's probably one of the top five in America right now. And I was watching him the other day, and I heard him tell the story. I thought I'd share it with you. I thought it was so good about behavior. He was speaking to a large group of business people. I mean, there were thousands of people in the room. And he was talking about how he had a friend who raises horses. Pastor Kim can relate to this. Who raised horses and really thoroughbreds, very expensive horses. And his daughter was riding one of the horses and was bucked off the horse. I don't remember what he said, what the injury was, but the injury was so bad that she had to go to the hospital and that she was held up, you know, in bed for several weeks. But as soon as she got out of the hospital and off the bed, the first thing that she said to her dad, "I want to get back on that horse." And so my friend said, "I know that this young girl is going to be successful in whatever she does. I know that she's going to be a winner, an overcomer, a high achiever. She's going to make it in life." And then he went on to tell his audience, because of her resilience. Because of her resilience, she was ready to get back up on the horse. Resilience. So then he began to talk about the behavior of resilience and how we all need that resilience to bounce back if we're ever going to keep moving forward. So then I thought about my own life, tell you my own story, not being bragging, but I never thought about it that way. But a few years ago, I had a horse, a Palomino, Trigger Jr., Roy Rogers. And I had this Palomino horse. It was my horse, and his name was Knee-High. Knee-High, you know, after the grape Knee-High pop and orange. His name is Knee-High because he loved pop and pizza. Anybody remember the old Mr. Ed? You are old dudes. You are really old dudes. But there used to be a show called Mr. Ed. It was a Palomino, a talking horse, okay? And so Knee-High was kind of like that, didn't talk, but liked pizza and drank pop. This horse was awesome. So one day, Kim and I were out riding. We lived out in Umelda at that time, and we were out riding in the woods. She was on her horse. I was on Knee-High. And our boys were young, and they were playing army. Okay, they were hiding and going around, this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, they came up behind us and screamed at us, you know. Well, my horse bucked and began to take off. Now, we're in the woods. They're all low limbs. Pastor Kim yells to me, "Wisdom, let go! Let go!" And I was hanging on for dear life. "Let go!" I can still remember her saying, "Let go!" Because the limbs were low, and if he had taken me under those limbs, it would have knocked me up. So finally, I let go. Bam! I fell on the ground. We finally got Knee-High back, this, that, and the other, and you know what I did? Got right back up on the horse. I never thought about that until he told that story of the power of resilience, and you need it to win, adapt, adjust, and navigate through life. Just one behavior that we need. So what are the behaviors that we need to get rid of from 2024 and not bring into this year? And what are the behaviors that we need to adapt, adjust, and build for 2025? So faith for your future. If you're ready, I'm ready. Y'all ready? Okay, let's get right at it. The big idea is find God's promises, not what people say about your future, not what your past may say about your future. You know, so many people, I did all the counseling in this church when the church was small. I did it all. And so many people were living in the past when they come in and talk to me. And they were letting their past have more power over their present. Did you hear what I just said? They were letting their past have more power over their present. They'd be making excuses because of something that happened, the way they were raised, the marriage they had gone through previously, the job, the career, the previous church. They were always talking about their past, and it was stealing power from their present, and they had no future. Find God's promises concerning your future. That's the big idea. So then I want to challenge you today, everybody here, everybody online, where do you spend most of your thought life? Where do you spend most of your thought life? In your past or your present or your future? Now, let me just say this. The people who live in the past are the most unhappy. They're the most unhappy. The people that live in the past live a life of regret. They're always talking about the way it used to be, the way things used to be. They want to go back. I wish it could be like it used to be. They're always talking about past. If I focus on my past all the time, I'll be very unhappy. I'll live a life of regret. If I focus on the future, I'll be hopeful. I'll be hopeful. But if I focus on the present, if I focus on today, I'll be the most happy. I can tell you're thinking today. Yeah, but see, I have to have the right perspective about today. The people who are the most happy, and here's what I know. You know, I had a mentor for a year. Many of you know Jason Selk, and he always would tell me, Pastor, happiness comes before success. Happiness comes before success. You don't get successful, then happy. You become happy, and then you attract success. Ooh, I like that. So what are you thinking about the most? The past? Now, a lot of people, when they think of the future, they're worrying over the future. They're regretful over their past, and they waste the present. They're worrying over their future. They're regretting their past, coulda, woulda, shoulda, and they're wasting today. The people who are the most happy are making the most of today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Most people are worrying and uncertain about their future, or they're living in regret and depression over their past, and they're wasting their present today, when you and I should be making the most of every day. So I want to give you 3 points today. Everybody say three. Just three. Number one, your future is hidden in your daily routine. Your future, I don't need a Ouija board or a crystal ball or a certain phone number to tell you your future. All I need to know is your daily ritual. All I need to know is your daily habits. Your future is hidden in your daily routine. Now, we should set goals, and we've talked about dream boards here for 40 years. We were doing dream boards when we started the church with 100 people, 35 people. I believe in dream boards. I have one in my garage, in my office. I believe in dream boards. I believe in goal setting. We set goals. But my focus then isn't on my goals or my dream board. My focus is on my daily habits. It's called the process. Last night, Daniel and I, we were working out, doing CrossFit together, and we were listening to the football game with L.A. Chargers and Texas. And by the way, Texas won. That wasn't God's will, just so you know. I don't know how that happened. I just don't know how that happened. And so when the game was over, we were rooting for L.A. Chargers. When the game was over, the commentator said this. Said, you know, the quarterback of the Chargers did the worst of the whole season today in the playoff game. The commentator went on to say, what was wrong with him? I mean, he played better in all the other games. And here where it counted, where it was a playoff game, he played the worst that he played all year. And the other commentator said, well, I know the reason. And so the other commentator said, well, what's the reason? And the other commentator said, he needs to look at his daily process. He said his score today was a result of his daily habits. This is what the commentator said, his daily process. So if we really want things to change, we've got to change our habits, our habits. Your future is hidden in your daily routine. Let me give you, focus on your daily habits, your process. If you just focus on the goal, you're going to get discouraged. But if you focus on your daily habits, your process, your ritual, your spiritual habits, by the way, I'll be teaching today, God is for you class at 11 o'clock. If you haven't gone through our new classes, come join me at 11 o'clock. It's 30 minutes with me if you can handle that. But we're going to talk about spiritual habits. Focus on your daily process, your habits. Your future is hidden in your daily habits. If your habits suck, your future sucks. If your habits are inconsistent, your future is blurry. So focus on your daily process, your habits. Look at this, Ephesians 1, verse 11. It's in Christ that we find out who we are. I call that identity and what we're living for. I call that purpose. So I find my identity and my purpose when I find Christ. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for a glorious living, part of an overall purpose he's working out in everything and everyone. That's your future. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8 on the screen. Do not be afraid or discouraged. So if I walked in fear last year, that behavior, I need to get rid of it because it won't serve me in this new season. If I was discouraged a lot last year, I need to get rid of that. And Pastor, how do I do that? Your one-year Bible. Your one-year Bible. Do not be afraid. Fear holds you back from your future. Fear holds you back from your future. Don't be depressed, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. Isn't that awesome? He's in your future. God's in your future. He will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. How cool is that? God is in your future. So you don't have to fear your future. Your future is better than your past. Don't let your past, live in your past, you'll be unhappy. Just focus totally on your future. You could worry. But if you focus on your present and make the most out of today, you keep moving forward. And you're the happiest person on the planet. Oh, I like that, don't you? So do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Well, why, Pastor? Because the Lord personally, I chose the NLT for that, personally will go ahead of you. He's in your future. He will be with you. He'll never fail you or abandon you. Many of you know I have a brother. His name is Rick. He's in heaven. He died a long time ago. You've heard the story, brain tumor. And he died, and he's in heaven today. Soon I'll see him, I know. But growing up, he was 6 years older than me. And, you know, when he was fully grown, he was 6'4", weighed 240 pounds, all muscle, played football, okay? So I can remember when I was, like, in the second grade, and where we lived in southern Iowa at that time, there was a bully on our street. And this bully was always picking on me. And I would dread going down that street because I knew every time I did, if he was there, he'd come out and pick on me. So one day, I was going, I think I might have been going to school or whatever, and he came out and he started taunting me and started, you know, this, that, and other to me. Then all of a sudden, he stopped. I mean, he stopped in his tracks, and I could see fear coming all over his face. And I thought, what is going on here? I just turned around, and guess what? My big, bad brother was standing behind me. He was going to knock his lights out. So notice, my brother being with me got rid of fear and discouragement. Knowing God is with you removes fear from your future. Wow. Praise God. Number two, God and you are in control of your future. God and you are in control of your future. Not the establishment, not the man, not the people, not the organization, not your family, not your past, not your enemies, but God and you. You've heard it right, are a majority. God and you are in control of your future. You decide the life you want to live. You decide the life you want to live. God and you are in control of your future. Look at this, Proverbs 16:3. Amazing promise. Before you do anything, put your trust, and we just sang about that, totally in God and not in yourself. Then, everyone say then, every plan you make will succeed. Oh, how cool is that? Priority, put God first, trust Him, put your trust in Him, not even in yourself. And then every plan you make will succeed. seed. Talking about your future. Look at verse 4. The Lord works everything together. Well, that's a good perspective. Instead of having the mindset, everything is against me, everybody's against me, nobody likes me, nobody believes in me, nobody cares about me. That's a victim mentality. Instead of that, I need to be saying, God is working everything together to accomplish His purpose for my life. Even the wicked are included in His plans. Whoa. Even those that are against you, God's using for you. Even those obstacles and challenges and people and relationships and events that seemingly are against you, if I put trust in God and I put Him first, that He'll make all that work together for my behalf. He sets them aside for the day of disaster. Look at verse 9. Within your heart, you can make plans for your future. I'm giving you promises because promises give you faith for your future. Within your heart, you can make plans for your future, but the Lord chooses the steps you take to get there. Within your heart, you make plans for your future, but when you trust the Lord, He'll direct your steps. He'll direct your steps. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 57, verse 2. Look at this. Psalm 57, verse 2. In fact, let's all read it on three, okay? One, two, three. Don't you love that? God, I cry out to Him, He will fulfill His future, His purpose He has for me. Even when it looks like the odds are against you, God's going to use your enemies for your good. Is that amazing? That's amazing. And number three, third point, change your story you've been telling yourself. Change your story you've been telling yourself. Again, what are the behaviors? What's the story? What's the narrative you were telling yourself last year that held you back? Maybe you were telling yourself you don't have the ability. You don't have the resources. Maybe you've been telling yourself you didn't have the talent. You didn't have the network. You didn't know the people, that you don't amount to much. What's the narrative that he left you, she left you? What's the narrative, a tragic event that you keep rolling over and over, and maybe incest, maybe rape, maybe abortion, maybe a divorce, maybe bankruptcy, maybe a drug addiction? What's the narrative? Well, I'm addicted. I'll always be addicted. What's the narrative? What's the story that you keep telling yourself? Because you're going to live out life according to the story you tell yourself. So you got to change that story you've been telling yourself. Watch this. Your perception, or the glasses you're wearing that you view your life with, will determine your emotions. And look at this. Out of our emotions, we make most of our decisions. Out of our emotions, we make most of our decisions. I remember when Kim and I, we said yes to the call of God in our life. I had a brand new Corvette. You've heard it. I had a brand new motorcycle. And you know, that was kind of my identity. I'm a car guy, motorcycle guy. But preachers told me, you can't go to college and go to ministry and have a Corvette. Really? Yeah, you can't have a Corvette. You can't have a motorcycle. Preachers don't ride motorcycles. Really? Yeah, you can't do that. You got to sell it. Okay, all right. I guess I got to give it up for the Lord. I got to give up my new Corvette, my new Kawasaki 900. I got to give all this up for the Lord. So I felt so bad. You know, I felt so convicted. So I went downtown Des Moines, Iowa to the Gremlin dealer. Anybody remember Gremlins? And I traded that brand new Corvette in for a yellow Gremlin. I made a dumb decision out of poor emotions, and I regretted it all the way through college, okay? We make most of our decisions. How many times have you made a decision out of fear? Not going to work. Can't afford it. Won't happen. This, that, and other. Most of our decisions we make out of our emotions. So that's why you and I need to learn how to control our emotions. And our emotions are connected to how we see life. If you see your future as being nothing, being less, getting worse, downsizing, taking less, doing less, getting sick, getting weak, then guess what? You're going to make some poor decisions. Wow. We are really in a counseling class today, aren't we? Proverbs 10:5. Know the importance of the season you're in. Don't live in the past. Maximize today. Be hopeful about tomorrow. But know the importance of the season that you're in. So I need to check the story, the narrative. I need to check my behavior, my attitudes. I need to check my daily routine. I need to check my ritual. I need to check my relationships. I need to check my network, the people I run with. I need to check what I listen to, what I watch, because I need to realize the importance of the season I'm in January 2025. And a wise son you will be. But what a waste when an incompetent son sleeps through his day of opportunity. As the team comes out, Psalm 139, verse 16. You saw when you created me to be who you created me to be. You see, you need to be working on who you can be. You need to be working on who you can be. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Oh, I love that. Before I ever see the light of day, the number of days you planned for me. Let's be the me God created you to be this year. Don't let other people make you, create you, determine who you're to be. Find out who God created you to be and work on becoming that person. You saw who you created me to be before I became me, before I had ever seen the light of day. The number of days you planned for me, you already recorded in your book. Psalm 32, verse 8. I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you. You and God control your future. I will stay close to you, instructing you and guiding you. Ooh, this takes away all fear and uncertainty of our future. Faith for our future? God says, I'll stay close to you. I will instruct you. I will guide you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you. Oh, my goodness. I will advise you. I will guide you. I will instruct you. I'll play close and be close to you along the way. And I'll lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. Doesn't that give you faith for your future? In the Passion Translation, so don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, God wants to take you and me where we've never been before in 2025. Now, to do that, I've got to be who I've never been before. I've got to be who I've never been before, to go where I've never been before. God said, don't be stubborn when I want to change you. And can I just say this? You can change. It is hard, but you can change. God says, don't rebel. Don't be stubborn. Don't be unteachable. Don't get offended when pastor teaches and preaches. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you and pull you along the way. Just come with me. I'm done. How good is that, everybody? Woo. Come on, let's thank Him for our future. Faith for our future. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So I just give you a little bit. You begin to take these, cross-reference them, and get promises that God's given us for our future, and it will give you faith. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one moving. Online, thank you for joining us today. We sure pray for you. We sure love you. We're so grateful for you. And you're watching today. And I just want you to know, you can change. Don't listen to the people who told you you can't. But you've got to change your perspective. You've got to change your outlook. You've got to change your attitude. You've got to change your behavior. It's hard work, but you can change. And you say, Pastor, I want to change. I don't know God. I need God. I want God close. I want God guiding me, advising me, instructing me. I want Jesus in my life, Pastor. I want a relationship with God. I don't have that. Or, Pastor, I'm a believer, but wow, God's dealing with me today. He wants to take me where I've never been before, but I've got to become teachable. Pastor, pray for me. I want to recommit, rededicate my life. If that's you, punch the button on your smart device. Faith is an act. Do something right now. If you need prayer, we have live people standing by. Here in this room, out in the lobby, the Rock Express, same thing. You say, Pastor, I don't know God. I don't have a relationship. Maybe you're religious. Maybe you grew up in church. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you've been de-churched, hurt by church, church hurt, but you're here today. And don't miss the opportunity of a new season, a new beginning, a new start over. You say, Pastor, I don't have a relationship with God. I want to surrender my life to Jesus today. Or, Pastor, I have a relationship, but I want to go to a new level because I want to be who I've never been to go where I've never gone. I want to totally surrender to God today. Christians are praying under your breath. You got to help me now. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, but faith is an act. On the count of three, if that's you, one, I want you to lift your hand high because this is a new season for you. Don't miss this opportunity. Two, and I want you to know that God is for you and he's in your future and it's better than your past. And he wants you to enjoy today and not be miserable today all day long. He wants you to be happy today. If that's you and you want prayer, we're going to pray a corporate prayer. Here we go. Three, just lift your hand up high. Would you? Everywhere? Just stick it up high. Keep it up there just for a few seconds. Faith is an act. You got to do something. And then you can put your hand right back down. Church, let's help them. Let's all pray together. Let's say it out loud. You're leading people to Christ right now. It's the greatest miracle that could ever happen. Here we go. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I surrender my life to you. Take my life and make a difference. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.